But first, let's welcome back two returning contestants who first joined us in early 2020. They host the podcast Couples Therapy, and they are an actual couple. Naomi Ekperigin and Andy Beckerman, hello.
Hey.
So, it's been a while since we hung out. We hung out with you guys at the beginning. I think it was April. It was kind of...
Was it? My God, it feels like 12 years ago.
Yeah, oh, it was yeah, fresh and
absolutely.
New.
Yeah.
And then here we are now. We've all grown. We've all grown.
We've all grown.
Literally.
Well, oh yeah.
Stomach-wise.
I was going to say the width, most yeah. certainly.
Yeah.
I will say you tell you this, though. Andy and I still like each other.
That's great.
That's huge.
That's great.
That's huge.
Yeah. If you were a romantic couple that weathered this last year, you are solid for eternity. Yeah.
Absolutely. You are ready to try wallpapering a room together. Yeah.
Right, any small activity, any yeah. tedious small activity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's bring on the water wars. I bet I can survive that.
But I also saw, I guess it was on Instagram, that you were doing a live show. You kind of made fun of yourself with something I related to because it was an outdoor show and you were hanging on to your purse. Because it's true, when you do an outdoor show, yes. you're like, what am I going to do? Like go up to someone on a blanket and be like, hey, can you...
Watch this for me.
Have either of you ever been in like a coffee shop and like writing or something on your laptop and asked someone to watch your computer?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Really?
And I always, basically at that point, we're just agreeing to something totally insane. Like this person doesn't want to watch my stuff. I have no idea if they're the right person to ask. Like we've just agreed that there was just a transaction that I could always look back and go, well, I did ask.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I did my part. I did my part.
Yeah, I would rather let my bladder rupture than have a stranger watch my computer.
But that's the question. So, like, if you're not, that means you what? Get 2 hours max in a coffee shop, and then it's time to go because you're gonna have to pee.
Yeah. Yeah,
you had to buy liquid to get in there.
Yeah,
and then you got to consume said liquid.
Yeah,
buy a brownie.
Yeah, buy a brownie.
Okay, we have some. Let's keep chatting in between some games. Do you want to play some games?
Oh, yeah.
Let's game it up.
Fantastic. So, okay, here's your first game. You're going to take turns answering questions. This game is called Teacher's a Pet.
Mm.
I know. Masterclass. Masterclass, it's a subscription service where famous people share wisdom that they have learned, and we think it's a little too human-centric. So, we found out there are plenty of animals with things to teach us, too.
Yes.
So Jonathan and I will perform masterclass lectures given by animals.
Oh.
And you will just guess the animals.
Okay. Okay, that's fun. This I can do.
Yeah, they're very short lectures too.
Yeah.
All right. This first one is for you.
Okay.
Have you found yourself in water that's moving too fast for you to build your lodge? I'm here to help. We'll cover strengthening your front teeth, chewing trees, and masterfully stacking logs. I'll teach you
an otter
how to slow down a river without slowing down your life.
Are you an otter?
Can I steal? Is there stealing in this? Is this like Price is Right? What's the other one? Family Feud?
Why not? Let's bring back stealing.
Okay.
A beaver.
Beaver is correct, and otters are more adorable. I don't know if they still hold hands.
I think they do when they sleep. When they sleep, they hang on to each other so they don't get separated.
Oh my God. I literally felt my heart skip a beat when you said that. I'm like, oh my God, that is just like, because
Andy's so sweet, you guys. It's like crazy. That is the cutest thing I have ever heard. His heart skipped a beat thinking of otters holding hands. Are you kidding me?
That's pretty adorable.
But the way you delivered it, Jonathan, it sounded flat and mean. Okay?
I'm just talking about the science of it. I'm not interested in any feelings around why they're doing it. They hold hands for practical reasons, just like me and my wife.
So you don't lose each other.
So we don't lose each other in the mall or whatever. All right. This one is for you, Andy. I bet you thought I was dead. Well, I'm not. Acting is reacting. And I react to threat by involuntarily entering a catatonic state. We'll go over how to stick out your tongue and slow your breath. With my guidance, no fox will scare you.
Apostrophe possum.
Possum or opossum, that is correct. I have to tell you, I saw a possum in my backyard in Brooklyn because I let my dog out. and there was a possum back there. My dog ran at him and picked him up in his mouth and shook him.
Ew.
And dropped him on the ground. And I was like, oh my God, my dog killed a cat. I didn't know what it was. And then the dog was like scared and was kind of like backing up. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. But yeah. I went out there and it was a possum. And he literally played dead and he totally fooled me. I mean, that's the story.
They did it.
It's completely 100% effective. Fooled me, fooled the dog, and walked away fine.
Yeah, I used to do this at bars when the bill came. She's asleep.
We'll just get it from her later.
Exactly. It's fine. All right, Naomi. I'm tiny. I'm uninvited. I'm sitting on your cat's fur, and I can jump 50 times my own body length. What are you capable of that once seemed impossible? What dreams do you have that will allow you to terrorize pet owners across the country? Let's discover together.
You got this, girl.
You are a flea.
You are a flea.
You are a flea. Absolutely. Oh, God. 50 times their own body.
Let me tell you a follow-up story about a possum that has to do with fleas. Which is that in my house in Brooklyn, we had fleas everywhere. And we discovered it was because there was a possum living in our ceiling.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a dark day.
Possum Alley. You've got them in the backyard. Well, you've got them in the
Brooklyn
ceiling.
I don't know what all this wildlife is doing there, but they're there. All right, Andy. DIY isn't a gimmick. It's a lifestyle. I was going through bottles of sunscreen every day to get through the hot African heat. So I learned to secrete my own oily red liquid. I'm the second largest land mammal, and this is my masterclass.
I'm going to go with a hippo.
Yeah, it is a hippo. You are correct.
Well done.
What?
Yes.
Andy, how are you so good at this?
Well, let's just say my master's degree in philosophy really set me up for animals.
Comes in handy.
And their sweat is like sunscreen.
They secrete.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm sure someone's trying to bottle that as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to put a hippo secretion on my skin.
I'd do it. Are you kidding?
I'd do it in
2 seconds. Okay, you did fantastic with that game.
So good, Andy.
Wonderful. Very, very smart. We'll play 2 more games with Naomi and Andy after the break, and we'll play 2 games after that, and then 2 more games after that. That's 6 more games coming up, plus Drag Queen Peppermint. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.